Welcome, listeners, to another installment of the AU Radio News Desk. This month, we're coming in for the month of October. I've got Tiffany here with me to tell us all about all of the fun things that we're planning to do in October.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for taking some time out of your day to come up and talk with me.
Of course, this is always a blast.
It's such a hard time pinning everybody's schedules down, but...
But when we get there, it's always a good time.
When we get there, it's always a good time. So, Tiff, tell us a little bit about what's going on in October and kind of stuff we're looking forward to.
All right. Well, we started off with October 1st. Deanna Galbraith, an author, is coming in for a signing.
Ooh.
She does romantic suspense.
Ooh, romantic suspense.
Yeah. She'll be here from 1:30 to 3:30 signing her books.
Is she going to be AU side or cafe? Okay.
She'll be at the Adventures Underground side.
Very
nice. I think she's also planning on doing a reading, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you like romance and you like suspense and you like romantic suspense.
Then she's the one for you.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then October 7th, we have the book clubs, both the YA Underground Book Club and then the regular Underground Book Club.
Oh, very nice.
The YA is currently reading Kingdom of the Wicked by Carrie Melasco.
Ooh.
Yeah, and the Underground Book Club is reading You Sexy Thing by Kat Rambo.
Which I still have to read.
Yeah.
The tagline is a blend of Farscape meets the Great British Bake Off, and I am delighted.
Yeah, how could you not enjoy that? And space opera. They also say that it's a space opera.
Well, like, Farscape is a space opera, absolutely, 100%, if you've ever watched Farscape.
Yes.
Farscape is not serious science fiction.
No, not at all.
And then when those book clubs meet...
6:30 for YA and 7 for the regular.
Ooh, see, yeah. I don't even know when things go.
They stagger.
And I know that they're planning to pick... spooky books for October.
Yes, that is the plan. Not sure which ones yet. I think we're both debating. We have like options. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many good spooky books.
There really are.
Just so many.
And there's new ones coming out. So. And then October 7th and 8th is Rivers of Ink, the Richland Public Library. It's on a, we'll be at the Richland Public Library for Rivers of Ink. So we're really excited about that.
Do you have any information about how much tickets and stuff cost for that?
I don't. That's one of the things I have not had.
So, Rivers of Ink, if you're listening to this before October 7th and 8th, you can get tickets priced for the entire event at $65. If you buy them between October 1st and October 6th, it costs $80, but that is for the entire weekend, or I guess Friday and Saturday. And then I believe they don't have it listed on their site right now, but the prices do go down like after Friday. If you just buy a thing for Saturday, you only pay like half the price because you're getting one day.
I've never been, but what tell us a little bit about it, because I know you have.
Yeah, I love Rivers of Ink. So it's a two-day kind of just writing celebration that the library puts on. There will be panels for that are hosted by published authors of various different kinds of genres. They talk about, you know, the struggles of publishing, composition, all kinds of different things like that. It kind of just depends on the year, what they're doing exactly. It looks like this year there's pages and platforms both days for fiction. Friday has number one and Saturday has number two, so it'll probably be like a both day kind of thing that you go to. There's a poetry prompt thing. There's a nonfiction speaker. There's a building tension in writing speaker, and it looks like the nonfiction is both days as well. And then there's panels on indie versus traditional publishing, how to launch your platforms, things like that. It's hosted at the Richland Library. There'll be a lot of cool speakers, a lot of writers, a lot of things like that. It's super fun. You can find out more at artsfoundationmc.org/rivers-of-ink. And I can put a link to that on the episode as well.
And then following that on October 8th, or actually in conjunction with that, there is the Art Walk. The Uptown Art Walk is happening again.
Ooh, goody goody. So. Ooh, and this will be the October one, which means there'll be tons of October themed stuff. Ooh.
Yes, that one will be hard to miss.
I'm going to spend so much money.
Yeah, that one's going to be great. And so if you don't know what that is yet, there is several artists all throughout the Uptown who are presenting their wares both inside and outside of the stores. So don't forget to check out inside the stores because there's more art in there. And there'll be food vendors and just a generally great time.
It's a super fun time. And we get artists from all over the Pacific Northwest setting up booths and stalls. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we've talked about it on past episodes, but for those of you who maybe haven't heard them, it's everything from just stickers to elaborate handmade metal art, paintings, fiber crafts, photography.
There's just so much.
There's so much to see. It's awesome.
Almost every type of art you can think of.
I buy so many stickers.
So many stickers, but it's so cool.
Oh, I can afford stickers. I can afford like to buy like a bunch of little like $3 stickers so I can just buy from a whole bunch of people.
And support the arts. I like that. That is going from noon to 4. So that on that Saturday. And then following that Sunday, October 9th, we'll have Gays and Berets Poetry Slam in the cafe at 6 p.m.
I love them so much.
Yeah, they are a good time. That's a really fun one to just watch if you want to spectate, or of course, they love participation.
Yep, it's a pretty much an open mic. You show up with your poetry, you add yourself to the queue.
Yep.
Or you can just sit and listen, drink some delicious things at the Caterpillar Cafe, and have a good time.
Yeah. Then October 19th is a Wednesday. We'll have our Speakeasy Poetry Slam at 5:30. Another fun time for participation or just to watch. This one can also be for musicians, artists that are actors even. You can perform monologues if you wish. It's really cool, the different types of art that you see during that.
So Gays and Berets is pretty much poetry and spoken word. That's what they really, really focus on. And then the Speakeasy, even though it's called Speakeasy Poetry Night, they encourage all forms of artistic expression, anything you want to do. You can come play a song, bring your little guitar set up, play a song. It's really awesome. Yeah. And again, you don't have to participate. You can also just come hang out in the cafe, talk with people, meet people. Good time.
And then October 22nd, we have the Uptown Fall Festival. This is the first time that they've ever hosted this.
I have no information on this
one. Yeah, this one's actually going to be really fun. They're planning hay rides and a pumpkin patch. There's even possibly a bounce house and a petting zoo. They're having each of the stores do different participations. Like Ragtime is doing a cornhole tournament. There's going to be somebody who's going to have guess the amount of candy corn in a jar. And just different types of fun activities that we'll have all throughout the Uptown.
Very, very cool.
That will be free to attend. And super fun.
Super fun. Are we doing, you're not at the end of October yet, I was going to say, are we doing the Uptown Trick or Treat?
We are. We are definitely doing that one.
Okay.
So October 28th is Spooky Night. We're really excited about Spooky Night. This one we're
Tiffy,
going to have.
Tiffy, tell us about Spooky Night.
So we're going to close down and we're going to have a read-in in the cafe. We're going to have it all ambianced and you get to pick a special book and there's going to be food options for charcuterie and we'll have the cafe still open for us. Just for our event to make and...
Is this a buy-in event? Tickets?
Yes, there will be tickets. I don't have the pricing on it yet. That's coming soon within the next couple of days.
This is coming out at the very beginning of October. So if you're interested in joining us for Spooky Night, I'm sure that space will be limited because the cafe does have limited seating.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit us up. You can write events@advunderground.com or you can come into the store and ask us in person. We can give you a little more information about how much it's going to cost, sign you up, all of that good stuff.
Yes, definitely. And that's we're really excited about that event. And then following that on the 31st, we are going to have the Uptown Trick or Treat.
I jumped the gun on that one, but I love the Uptown Trick or Treat. It is so much fun. I mean, very similar, obviously not vendors, but similar to the Art Walk. It's the entire Uptown participating. Businesses hand out candy. We hand out candy and comic books generally for kids. Costume contests all over the place.
Planning a costume contest, so stay tuned for that. We're hoping that we'll have a good, fun turnout for that.
Do we have a time for that, or is it just kind of all day until we run out of candy?
That one's from 3 to 5.
3 to 5. All right. I knew we usually started it a little later in the day, like after the kids get off school and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like the 3 to 5 ratio. That's really nice because they can also hit other things after us if they want and really maximize their candy.
Maximize your candy.
And then we have our usual like casual Magic Mondays at 4 p.m. where you can come play Magic the Gathering in the cafe. First and third Thursdays is Tag Board Game Night at 5 p.m. Tag comes down, Tri-City Area Gaming, and they host a whole board game night where you come play board games and have some new friends.
And Tag is super cool. They're one of the coolest organizations out here, I think, as far as gaming goes.
Fun people, always wanting to have a good time, and you'll never not have a partner for board games. Like everybody, there's somebody who wants to play something with you.
If you want to learn more about Tag and what they're doing, you can find them at tricityareagaming.org. They are a super, super cool nonprofit organization. They host a ton of stuff in the community. They have a calendar on there that lets you know, because they don't just come to us. They go through to a lot of like the breweries and stuff like that. They have like...
They have events almost daily.
They host trivia nights at a lot of like the bars and stuff around town, and they do a lot of fun stuff. So definitely worth checking them out. We shout them out every single time we mention them.
we adore them. Tag is just such a fun group. And then the last thing I got here is second and fourth Thursdays is our Pokemon Play Day at 4 p.m. in the cafe as well.
I'm excited that we got the Pokemon stuff back finally.
Yeah, and we do plan on having the next one. We're going to have a tournament soon as the next release comes.
Oh,
so
nice.
That'll be fun too.
I'm excited to hear about that when it happens.
Yeah, so that's what I've got for you.
That's what you got. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. October sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to literally all of those events.
I love this time of year, so this is always going to be just a fun time.
I'm going to have to be here for Spooky Night too. Just sit down and read some scary books with people and like...
Sarah has picked out some really good ones, or, you know, you can read that book.
We're doing bundles for that, right?
Yes.
Like, you can buy into a bundle, or you can bring your own book?
Yeah. Yeah. The tickets come with a book. So no matter what, you're going to be getting a book.
Nice.
With the ticket. That was part of the read-in, and she's curated a collection of them. You can add on another book if you want, or you can add on the food like we have on the side. We're making it a really cool kind of a la carte ticket.
So I love this.
You can have as little or as much as you want.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks for stopping by, Tiff. Thanks for sitting down and talking with me for 15-ish minutes. Happy October to all of our listeners. We hope you have just the spookiest of months. And we'll be back in November for some more cool stuff.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground, copyright 2018, all rights reserved.